What's up, guys? Welcome back to Rice and Beans. We've got a full house tonight. Big O, Cookie, and Al are in the house. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Exactly. Are in for a fucking good one tonight. That is for goddamn sure. We've got more products.
Wait, are we into fucking or a good one?
Hey, this one is going to be both. Yes. We've got more products. We've got more Jeopardy. We've got more everything. So we talked about in a previous episode when we debuted the chancla, you know, the sandal you throw, Big O let the cat out of the bag, and the sponsor was like, okay, well, hey, you talked about it, and now you got to be about it. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we give you the belt by the makers of the chancla.
Greater than sliced bread. From the creators of the chancla, the belt. Soft, supple, genuine Corinthian leather made from the finest bull balls, just waiting for you to tan your little one's hide. Keep them little fucks in line. Make sure they pick them oranges. Make sure that they don't get out of line, and let them understand the pain the Mexican people have been going through for the past 150 years. The Bro. Belt.
Bravo. And really, I mean,
take
Cookie.
Your shoulder. Wait, what?
Cookie, let's take a little closer look at this. I mean, look at this thing. This is a weapon of ass destruction. Wow. Look at those stitching. You know what that leaves a mark. Cookie, give us the sound check.
That is fine craftsmanship.
Pain hurts and feels so good.
That is meant to tan a hide.
Mm. And that's my problem older, nowadays, because I expect it.
As you get older, it can be used for pleasure, too.
Ooh, 50 Shades of Hide.
The more you know, the more you know.
And we are going to get into that in just a little bit, so I'm glad you guys are going or trending that way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rice and Beans. This is Season 5, Episode 3. What?
That's this many.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Can you believe these motherfuckers have tolerated us for that goddamn long?
Suckers.
And for free, you motherfuckers. Pay up.
Hit that like and subscribe button, people. Get on there.
Yeah.
We know you're listening. We check the web stats.
We've seen your buttholes. Wait, yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah, Cookie, stop sending those things back into the fucking...
Hey, if you open it, that's on you.
God damn, that was you 150 times, Cookie?
155.
We're going to have to block your account again. What did we talk about?
I'm sorry.
Did you get the color to change every single time?
It's the filter. Don't blame me for being creative. I will not be stifled.
Speaking of creative, man, sexual bucket list, man.
Right?
I got one. Wait, what?
All right. Huh? We call this one the fuck it bucket list. Go ahead and get us started. Go for it.
Yep.
Something that's that you crossed
off. Every lady's radar, a guy that's going to give her a gift and then say, let's take it out in public. And I'm going to use the remote randomly. Let's just say that's a must.
Nice.
Let me add that to mine. There we go.
Especially when you're out with dinner, meeting the in-laws for the first time. Woohoo! Try to keep a straight face to that, ladies. If your man's really caring, he's going to put you through your paces.
Chivalry is not dead.
Not at all. It's the gift that keeps on giving lifelong. Nice.
Mm-hmm,
and explaining to your in-laws. You're a basket case at dinner. Yes. Definitely a must.
Yeah, you're having dinner, and they're like, how's your night going? Balls.
Yeah, that. I'm fine. I'm just having a moment.
Nice. Got them vibrating panties going on.
Turn it up.
Okay. So.
Ooh, no, maybe not.
More.
I need to stay still sitting in my chair. Especially in a restaurant at dinner with other people. It takes the whole, like, you know, Sally, who's the movie with
When Harry Met Sally?
Met Sally.
Yeah. It takes a whole new level.
taking the little man up for a row in the canoe.
Ryan's screaming out your orgasm. You have to hold it in. Yeah, that.
Don't hold it in. That could kill you.
That reminds me of a time when, like, I was like probably 16, 17, and I'm on a date, like, with this chick. I wasn't driving at the time. I didn't have a car. And so, like, her mom picked us up after the movie. And so we're, like, driving back. Like, it's like a little tiny Honda Civic. And so we're in the back seat. And this chick is, like, giving me a handy while fucking her mom is driving us home and trying to have a conversation with me at the same time. And I'm like,
Yeah, man, I really enjoy the ride.
That's when you just claim puberty just hit and you're good. My mask just dropped.
And then after it's all said and done, thank you very much. It was a wonderful night. Your daughter's lovely. And let me be the first to say that I'd like to join you for dinner tomorrow night.
You raised her right.
And so, okay, so subsequently, there was a follow-up story for that. Okay, so we're, again, it's like a couple months later, I still don't have a car.
Now, what, she put a finger in her butt?
Now, this time, like, my mom's driving, and, like, but she's driving my dad's van, so we're sitting in the back, right? And, like, so she's, like, laying... Yeah, she's laying down and I'm sitting up and I'm like, and she like, there's this blanket. And so she's like, fucking, I'm getting roadhead in the back of the fucking van. And I'm like, thinking, like, you know, my mom's not talking. My brother's up in the front. Like, they're talking to each other. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, scot free. Nobody can see shit. It's dark. No, like, I was, like, cleaning out, like, my trade-off for fucking them giving me a ride was I had to wash the van the next day and, like, clean it up and, like, the inside, too. So I sit down in the driver's seat, and me and my mom at the time are about the same height. So I sit down, and I look in that rearview mirror, and it's still set for where she is at. Oh, no, she can see fucking the entire back seat. I was like...
Nice. Your mom's kinky. What I got out of this whole conversation is this. You could have been a millionaire by now because all those porn shows that they have the porn van.
Where's the van now?
Earned.
Right? Man, that thing went through the war. All right, so here's the thing. I'll go next, but... I'm going to preface it with this. Like, I had a list of, like, 14 or 12, whatever, on my, like, bucket list, my fucking bucket list for my entire life. And I'm very happy to say that I got through all of it. That's not to say that I wouldn't want to do it again, but, like, I did get through all of it. Because it was things that were, like, reasonable. Like, I could say, like, I want, like, on my bucket list is to be, like...
high for the stars. Is that what you're telling?
Well, I thought, like, me versus 18 other... versus 18 women would be, like, cool to put on there, but, like, how likely is it going to be that I'm going to get them all at once?
It's okay, like, so we can make this really short.
You wanted a
tank really
gang
short.
Of 18 women?
Be goal-oriented.
Right.
Well, we can make this list really short, because I think I know what you're thinking. Yes, I read your list. I see it in my mind. And masturbation in 15 different spots in public does not count.
Wait a minute, what?
No, 18. But, it was 18 different spots.
Oh,
okay. Well, no, that's including the three other issues that he had in the van.
Fair enough.
Wait,
fair
enough. Whacking it in public doesn't count?
Oh, in a fountain, on top of a building, hanging from a bridge. We've all done it.
I need to go back to my list.
All right, well then, okay, so now the list is 13.
The list is two. The list is
I want to hear what Cookie has to say on this because you know what? I'm so interested in your stories.
Mine isn't.
One. That's one you got to watch out.
Mine isn't so much like a fuck it bucket list. It's like I like trinkets. I like something tangible. So if I'm going to do something, it doesn't matter what it is. I want something in return. I want something in return. Haven't you heard the Joan Rivers joke, what's a blowjob?
Two dinners and a watch.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I got my two dinners. I got my watch. I got a ring. I got some nice shit out of it. What I had to do to get it is none of your fucking business.
Wait a minute. So you got the pearl necklace and you got shit?
Jealous?
Yes.
Let's just say I don't know the word no.
Legendary.
That's right.
Okay, I'm confused. There's been a couple of times I had a couple of shots too many, and I didn't know that either.
She gets it. She knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, but I don't own that shit. I hide it.
Oh, no, I own it. Check my Instagram.
There's no hiding the crazy.
You want to know what this cost me? Dignity and self-respect.
No, I don't.
You didn't have that from the first place, so just relax.
It was easy to give away. It was easy to give away.
I bet. Yeah. Good shot.
At least somebody wanted it, huh?
That's true.
Hey, you got that. You were sitting at home, like, lusting after something. It didn't come. You had it come to your table. Hey, you know what? Eat the plentiful table.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right.
One of the things on my fucking bucket list was to have a foursome, like me and three chicks, and I made it happen.
So what did you name the sheep?
Mary.
Sheep? Wait, could he actually get the sheep? Or are we talking about?
Oh, you're so soft and fluffy.
A dog. There was a street dog. We had, you know, maybe a hooker.
The hot dog vendor outside the club.
Yeah,
a farmer walks into his bedroom carrying a sheep. He looks at his wife and he says, "This is the pig I've been fucking." She says, "You idiot, that's a sheep." He says, "Shut the fuck up. I was talking to the sheep."
Love that.
Oh my god, it's so awesome.
That's giving a lot of credit to farm animals that I think we should take away.
I don't think you're giving farm animals enough credit.
I don't know.
That's my point. I think there was a street dog involved that was looking for a meal. I think there might have been a sheep, but I still don't think it was a sheep. After all, you do live in LA. I think it might have been something else. Maybe a tossed out watering can with the whole
fluffy
and,
rat
and maybe a couple other
things. The list goes on and on.
Come on,
animal reproductive system.
Be creative.
How funny are they? Right.
Animal reproductive. Oh, right? My god. Don't even get me started.
The fucking banana slug, the one that has a dick that comes out of its head.
Penis on the forehead. Yes, please.
Dick on the brain.
So, actually, when the blood flow happens, he really does lose his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so I've looked at, like, snails, and I'm thinking, how the hell do snails reproduce? Because they've got the big old shells, right? And I just think, like, in human terms, that's somebody with a giant belly and the teeter-totter effect, and how does that work? Like, I don't think it can work that well.
That's kind of weird.
Then you see how much dick they really have, and humans should be jealous.
That's kind of weird, because every time I look at a snail and it's up in its shell, I'm like, how cold is it outside?
Yeah, it's just, no. Like, their songs is astronomically, and they're weird corkscrew. And
the law of physics will amaze you.
Wow. So like, the blue whale.
It does not seem normal in any way, shape, or form.
What's normal?
I looked at the blue whale thing, because I thought, okay, like, what animal has, like, one of the funniest reproductive systems? Like, it'd be, like, fucking gigantic. No, like, the blue whale is, like, something like 15 feet, like a 15-foot vagina.
Then but in size, that would be, like, an average-sized dick. Like, what, 6 inches?
And then, like, fucking elephants, it says that the fucking, the vagina is, like, 9 feet long, or 9 meters, or some shit like that, or, like, or 6 feet to 9 feet long, but, like, fucking, for the guy elephant to even get it in, it's gotta go in, like, 4 feet, and that, like, the fucking, an elephant can, like, legit, like, fucking use it as a third leg, and, like, it can pick stuff up with it.
Dude, that's on the ground!
It can pick stuff up with it.
And you know what they say? Stay away from elephants and, I think it's what it's called, mustiff or something like that. Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed. Yeah, I'm not even a dude, but I'd be pissed if my schlong was dragging in the dirt for, you know, months on end. Especially if I wasn't getting any.
that was the problem that guy had when he had a penis, you know, fixed. You know, he had to have it replaced because it got ripped off, and they got an elephant trunk. Kept shoving peanuts up his ass.
Is that Bobbit number one or Bobbit number two?
You know, when those blue whales swim, they got that 15-foot cavernous vagina. Every time a dolphin goes by, it goes.
And it says I read something that says a dolphin's vagina is like made so that like it. If it's not a fucking other dolphin that she wants to have sex with, like the it's curved weird so that like they can't get it in.
Nice.
So I still wonder, like going back to the blue whale thing, is this more like a snake down a tunnel?
Like a weenie down like a weenie down a hallway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like, but the thing is, blue whales have blue balls.
Like a pickle through a prairie.
They do.
At this point, it'd be like chucking one of those Vienna sausages down a football field.
No wonder they need
I'm open.
Constant dissatisfaction.
You know, if we're talking about the weird, weird piggly wigglies, think about the pig's corkscrew. That thing just goes in and just winds around, man. Imagine if it got stuck in some hair.
Oh,
dude, wait, hold on.
Oh, that's
think
weird.
Think about dogs boning. They can't even get away. They're stuck butt to butt. So this is like the worst, like, one night stand ever of your life.
No, fucking. Well, a bee dies. Like the male bees when they fuck the queen, like they die and their shit stays in her, and then the next bee that comes along, it like fucking pulls it out, and then it gets the same shit.
Wait a minute. So in my mind, I'm seeing two bees, one shitting in another bee's cavern, another bee pulling out the shit so he could shit in that shit, and now we got a bunch of shit inside of a bee to make another bee?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know.
And that Black Widow does the same thing, but think about it. At least it's better than, you know, a praying mantis, because she cuts the head off her mate during coitus, and he still has to finish.
That reminded me of an episode of Married with Children, where they're all stuck in the cabin, and all three, like Marcy, Peg, and Kelly, are all on their Jefferson period. Elle tells Steve, "At least yours is quick. It kills, and that's it." Mine is like the praying mantis. It wants to mate before it kills. And then it like the camera goes to Peg, like winking at Al and like motioning towards the bedroom.
So a funny story that most people don't know in biblical times, when the Jewish were out in the wild, you know, in the desert and trying to find their home, they found a mantis out there, and they saw the mantis cut off the male's head after a coitus, and then a Briss was born. So, now you can facts. Go to bed knowing that.
Straight out facts.
The more you know.
Oh my god.
You're welcome, guys.
I had always wondered. I thought it was just for fun.
Oh yeah, that too now.
And then this is one fucking I forget what it's called, but there's this one like squirrel type thing, like a marsupial, but it only the males only basically live for a year, because as soon as they're like 6 months, they can start fucking having sex, and so they basically fuck themselves to death.
I've heard about this. So I think I saw a movie. It went, "I like to move it. Right? Yeah. Ooh, look at the beautiful vagina. Like, I'm going in for 6 months. Then you got the little lemur.
Pop their cherry.
Yeah, you got the little lemur. Okay. Ooh, King Julian, get deep inside there.
Was that King Julian or was that Bruno?
One or the other.
No. That was King Julian's little marsupial friend that caters to his every whim. You
Mort.
Know? His faghead, basically.
Mort.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Listen here, Mort. Don't you be shoving my ass inside of this vagina.
Yes, that's King Julian.
I miss all of you.
I've proven my point by episode 3 when he makes love to a bear. A circus bear.
He does. Oh my god, he does.
I love the bear.
Hey, you.
Like, bear. He is all over the bear.
Hey, no, you cannot fucker. Have me. I am going away. You do not love me.
He's all bear. bear fucker.
Yes.
This is why we have like chewinis, like, or not chewinis, but like labradoodles. Weird animals. You're like, I really hope the male was the small one.
Well, we got labradoodles because someone caught a dog fucking his ramen.
Yeah, it did. Jesus.
It looks delicious.
But there are some animals that I wonder how, it scares me to think. Like a St. Bernard and a weenie dog. And your first thought as a girl, maybe, I don't know.
Well, that's why you wrapped the tape around the weenie dog.
That somebody put the male weenie dog on a stool. Otherwise, and that's his pain. And then the other thing is, who the fuck thought to put the goddamn male on a damn stool? Like, that's just a good thing. Like, I don't know.
That's much like more PG. That's much more PG than what I thought happened. I thought they just picked up the weenie dog and used it like a dildo and just, like, fucking...
Well, there could have been that. I'm giving them probably more credit. I mean, we are close to the geography. So, I'm just like, dear God, how did this actually happen? Like,
nature finds a way. Jurassic Park told us that one time, and I've learned it by watching my dog do uncanny shit with uncanny things and getting...
Is your dog fucking cans and stuffed animals? Like, what is your dog doing? Like,
oh, no, not my dog now, but when I was a kid growing up, I had a zoological farm going on there. I actually saw what Darwin was preaching and writing. My dog would fuck the shit out of everything. You know, we would have a blanket over each other. Next thing you know, he'd be dry humping us. And then we'd throw him on the couch and be dry humping the couch. And next thing you know, we come back next day and, you know, he fucked like 10 bitches. He didn't care what they were.
Mm-hmm. So, mental note on Big O's sexual discovery.
Well, that was not the sexual discovery. I had that when I was in kindergarten. I was looking at nudie magazines.
Yeah, but then you had the furry variety added to it in real life.
Well, that was later. That was later. I already knew what I was doing.
He just had his fur.
We had a fish aquarium, so I saw fish fucking.
Fish fucker.
Yes.
I didn't even make a comment on that one.
Well, it's funny what eels do.
Go on.
Tell us what eels do, because inquiring minds want to know. I have no clue.
There's the unfortunate animals like the fucking, like, those big silverback gorillas. If they're not getting any, their average size is 1.5 inches.
Man, leave Cookie out of this. Don't be so mean to him.
What, does it grow with the amount of sex that they have?
Yes.
Like, oh, shit.
Like when you play with a girl's tits a lot and they just get bigger and bigger.
Wait a minute.
So their schlongs literally get bigger and bigger?
Those videos of the gurus in India that wrap their penises around the stick and make a yo-yo go and just stretch them out, that actually helps?
You got to pull from the front.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Not the base.
Yeah, you can't pull from the back end. You got to pull from the front end.
Not from the dick root.
So wait a minute. Dick root. Jump roaming is actually a potential thing?
It could be.
Like the chicks that put the disc in their lips to make them bigger, and or the rings that they put on their necks to make them longer. Like, you could literally like do shit to your dick to make it like jump rope material.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wow. I wonder.
That's dedication.
What's the point? Yeah.
Exactly. Point.
Again, we're throwing like garter snakes down a damn hotel room hallway.
What's the point? I'll give you the point. Double dutch.
I double dutch the dick, motherfucker. Like, I would like to say that. I'm just saying.
Drops the mic, walks away.
And I would also back it up with, no, I didn't fuck it.
That was the ultimate
unless
mic drop.
Unless I tied a knot in it like a cherry stem, what good is it?
Wait, don't girls tie knots with cherry stems? Am I missing something?
If you had a dick that could play double dutch with, your dick better have a couple of cherry knots.
Well, I mean, they got walnuts at the base of them, so.
Someone's being generous.
If you've got a dick that long, your nuts ain't going to reach. So I need a couple of girthy knots in there. So you better learn to tie your dick in knots. That's what I'm saying.
Funny you should say that. I have seen porn where the guy's shaft deep, balls in the butt. So it can happen.
Do your balls hang low? That's my question.
Do they wobble?
This guy's dead.
Can you tie them in a knot?
That's a whole different type of sexual play.
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier?
Well, I'm glad everybody's in a question type mood, because I got some good cooked up for this next one. So, unbeknownst to to the cast, kind of, I came up with a bunch of I guess Jeopardy kind of questions, right? And so, if give me just a second here. I can go ahead and pull up the first installment of Rice and Beans Jeopardy. And so I'm glad we've got three contestants, and this is going to be good. So I'll go through the categories are kinks, fetishes, porn, that's disgusting and you should be ashamed of yourself, and rice and beans trivia. So... let's see. Let's get the ball rolling. Cookie.
I will take fetishes for 100.
Yes, you will.
Over and over.
All right. If someone is into herophilia, they are most turned on by using these during sex.
Herophilia. The more I say it, the less I know. heroin needles?
Wrong. All right.
Wait, yeah, you got to say what is.
Oh, sorry. What is heroin needles?
No, that's
still wrong. Damn it!
Big O or L?
Let's see. I will say what is a jar full of ashes?
Close, but the judges are saying no.
Damn all right. It.
He has a lisp. He meant to say asses.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Anybody else? Nope. All right.
Yeah. What is a condition characterized by abnormal sexual desires? So, AKA me. What? Typically involved extreme or dangerous. Oh, shit.
Nope.
So, sex on a motorcycle, is that considered paraphilia?
No. The correct answer we're looking for is religious or sacred objects.
Ooh. That's terrible.
Man, how do they get the cross with the T-handle up in there?
Wait, hang on. So, exorcism exhibited, or the exorcist exhibited that?
Yeah, or so you just gotta flip the cross around and like she did. All right, so since nobody got that one, Cookie, the board is still yours.
RNBC trivia for 100.
All righty. RNBC trivia for 100. This person was the third cast member added to Rice and Beans podcast.
Who is Big O?
That is correct, sir.
Yay!
I feel like a newbie and I do that.
It's me!
And all right. So, Cookie, that let's see. That correct answer brings you to one. Okay. So, all right. The board is still yours. Go for it.
That's disgusting and you should be ashamed of yourself for 300.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Wow. We're going deep. 300.
Like fingerprints. Everyone has a unique one of these.
That's a good question.
Do dicks have a thumbprint?
Like yes, they do.
If they're big enough thumbs.
Right?
Yeah. But Cookie, what's...
It depends ahead, on Cookie. How hard you press when you jerk off.
What is a butthole?
Wait a minute.
That is incorrect, sir.
Really?
Big O or L for the steal.
I'm still going with dick print, so I don't
get it. Alrighty. The correct answer is body odor.
Ah.
No, that stinks.
No two people have the same funk. Alright, Big O. It is your turn.
No, it's Cookie. It's Cookie.
You're right.
Yeah, nobody else got it.
Kinks.
You got it wrong, but nobody else got it.
For 400.
Kinks for 400. It is the sexual attraction to ghosts or alleged encounters with ghosts.
Oh, I've heard about this.
What is,
a former cast member had this.
Ooh.
Who is Patrick?
Ooh, I want to know who the former cast member is.
Who's Patrick Swayze?
I'm sorry, as funny as that is incorrect, sir.
Damn it.
Big O or L for the steal.
Ding, ding, ding. What is Ghostbusters?
No.
That's awesome. The judges are pissing their pants, but they're saying no.
Oh.
L, anything?
Nope.
Beep, beep, beep. All right, so the correct answer is spectrophilia.
Ooh, that's what I do in the toilet every night.
Who had this?
Pepper.
Oh,
ooh.
Pepper is a little spicy.
Pepper's ghost was one of the topics of, what, season two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Married a ghost pirate, had a ghost baby, and then had a ghost divorce.
Apparently, the ghost gave her some of the best sex of her life. I don't know.
It was an apparition.
All right, Cookie.
Fetishes for 500.
All righty.
I'm waiting for the Daily Double.
Mysophilia is the sexual arousal to this.
Oh, pass.
All right, Big O.
What is an image of yourself?
Judges, no, water. I'm sorry.
No?
No. All right. El, what was that?
Water.
Nope. Also not incorrect. Sorry.
These are hard.
Yeah.
The correct answer is dirty laundry.
No fucking way.
That's
dirty
good.
Laundry?
My soap. Really?
This is, I didn't know it had a name. I was just calling it dirty laundry turn-ons.
You know what?
Good to know.
You're rolling around in your dirty laundry and hoping. So would you prefer, instead of a birthday gift, somebody to give you, like, dirty lingerie they've worn?
You're asking me?
I am. Could you?
I'm not going to turn it down.
Well, if she eats dirty chili all day long, hell no.
Get off your high horse, Big O. Get off your high horse.
Chili does not stay over a week. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
So Big O, let me ask you this. You've been to Japan. Did
did not see it.
The vending machines with the dirt, no. with the used underwear?
Did not see it, but no. I probably would have bought it because they don't eat chili over there.
Send you my dirty undies. I'll send you them.
Don't have chili over there, so I might have bought it.
Just because I was curious, just because like I've heard the rumor, but you've been there, so I wanted to confirm.
They do have it. They also have beer and vending machines.
Where?
Nice.
Japan.
And we're not talking shit beer, good beer. Like Sapporo,
are you talking
the
Japan?
Top.
Man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I've heard that they have underwear, but I thought they were clean. But not
no. No, so they're supposedly dirty? They're used.
Yes.
Wow, they have dirty undies in vending machines.
Yeah, holy and shit. I'll never go to the fish market ever again.
I haven't been since 2002.
But here's the thing. But don't they like blur out like sexual porn. Organs in their
No, porn? No, no. They don't blur. They do not blur out sexual organs. They blur out coitus when he sticks it in, and then when they get the labia or the shaft as it goes in, that's kind of blurred too.
So, but they'll feed you dirty undies, but no, you can't see actual coitus happen.
Yep.
That atomic bomb really fucked him up.
I'll show you my dirty undies, but you can't see me, though. I don't get it.
Manolo.
It's like softcore porn every day.
Okay, Cookie, I'm sorry. Pozole.
There we go. That could be made with chicken.
It'd be like menudo. Pozole.
Tasty.
All right, Cookie, and porn, fortunately, is one of the, for you, is one of the categories on the board. Then the board is still yours, so go for it, sir.
I will take porn for 400.
Ooh. Alrighty, porn Big for spender. 400. Here we go.
Bundy.
In 1987, she starred as Debbie in the famous film Debbie Does Dallas.
Who is Bambi Woods?
That is correct.
Oh
I'm Thumpin'. That's why they call me Thumper.
I thought it was a Disney movie, in my defense. I was like, good, he's branching out.
Oh, you actually know the name of the actress.
He's gay. It's not a stretch.
How many times have you watched it?
He knows Cher, too.
Oh. Yeah, I could turn back down.
I mean, like, how does he know an actor? He's gay. It's not a stretch.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's into football. Go, team. Look at those butts.
All right, Cookie taking a commanding lead with 500 nice. Points.
Yeah, nobody else has points on the board.
Man, you're just fucking us raw there, Cookie.
You're welcome.
Put some Vaseline in there, boy.
I need to write this day in my journal. I haven't won anything.
Like Mary with
children. I haven't had this much sex and party since 1987.
Let's do porn for 500.
All righty, porn for 500. He starred in his first adult film, Olympic Fever, in 1979.
I'm getting a sextation here.
Jeez.
Oof. I should know this because it says he at the beginning.
You would think, right?
Pass.
And, all right, big old L for the steal.
Big old ding ding. Who is Ron Jeremy?
That is correct, sir. Ron Jeremy. Yes, sir. Yes. And just like that, it is a game.
Only by an inch.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
That might be a couple of inches. You're talking about Ron Jeremy after all.
Foot long.
Right? Oh, man. I saw him one time outside the Roxy Theater in Hollywood. I was at the Rainbow, and the Roxy's next door. So,
who are you looking at his dick for?
Well, he was, like, nude in public. That's his fault.
How could you not?
That's true.
I'm just saying, why not?
It was kind of hard to not see it.
I've seen, you know, the Tsar of Russia's dick in a jar.
Rasputin?
Yes, I've seen it.
Nice. Your search history must be off the fucking hook.
So you saw Ron Jeremy out there?
In person. Yeah.
What?
Like, obviously, it was in a jar. I didn't see him because, you know, let's be realistic. His death versus my life doesn't.
Wait a minute. Were you in the frozen section at the grocery store? Were those Kloss and pickles that you were looking at?
Pickles. No, his dick was in a jar at the Smithsonian.
Wow.
I should put that on my bucket list.
Well, it's not on exhibit. But at one point, that's why they took his dick, because they thought that that's where, because they tried to kill him, what, 8 times? And they failed. And so when they finally killed him, they cut off his dick, thinking that that was what was keeping him alive, because he had a ginormous cock.
Jester, I could totally see Too High walking through there, gnawing on that thing, thinking it's fucking Slim Jim.
It was no Slim anything. Let's just say Ron Jeremy has envy.
So you're gnawing on it going, Stump a Noodle, Big Jim!
big Jim.
So you saw Ron Jeremy?
I did. I was outside the Roxy, and he just happened to be out there signing autographs with his dick. It was cool. He like wrapped a Sharpie around it and like was able to like still like write legibly.
Oh, I thought maybe you had black sheets of paper. His cursive is on point. Came on it.
He was writing with his penis.
I guess this is his shtick.
His dick.
Stick.
I've seen guys like legibly write their name in snow, but he literally wrote his signature with his dick.
Okay, let me get this straight. Did he come on black paper and then use the tip to sign, or did he put a pin up the hole and then sign?
A true artist. He did both.
Nice.
He was out there for
versatile. Versatile.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the man's incredible. Legendary. Legendary.
Sweet.
All right, Big O, the board is yours.
Yes, I'll take Kink songs for 300, Alex.
Alrighty. This kink is known for sexual pleasure from thoughts or actions associated with urination.
Oh.
What are water sports?
No.
Can you give us a little bit more of the the actual...
Elaborate.
I guess like the dictionary version?
Not really. What is to be peed on? What is to be peed on? Is that better?
The judge is saying yes, we'll accept that.
Oh, okay, okay.
It is urophilia, but that is...
Oh, you want a philia shit. Okay, shitophilia? Okay,
but that is correct. It was urophilia. Yes, that is the same thing. Golden showers. So the judges were gracious, and they accepted the answer.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'll show you my butthole later.
All righty.
You promise, but you never go through with it.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Hairy or de-haired?
Let's see. I shave.
That's for us to find out later.
I guess the fans will just have to check out our OnlyFans account and pay the 99 cents.
Nothing's more exhilarating than a freshly shorn set of balls.
I 100% concur with that. And I'm the only female, so I guess my opinion matters.
Nice. How big are yours?
Wait, my balls? Well, gigantic. I keep mine in my chest, and they're rather large.
Chesticles.
Chesticles.
Exactly. Chesticle, testicles. So, yeah.
I'll take that's disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself, goddammit, for 500.
Alrighty. This is the process of using urine to make medicine, power cell phones, or make water.
Wow. Desalinate. What is desalination?
That is incorrect, sir. Cookie or L for the steal.
I don't remember the term.
What is pee-pee power?
That is incorrect, sir.
Damn it!
L?
I don't remember what it's called, but I've done it. And we Native Americans like me use it to deer hides, clean hides, and I don't.
We're not talking about your fucking jailhouse moonshine.
No, I know, but no, I'm
piss in water. What do you say?
I have literally had to pee in a bucket to make urine for those supple, nice deer hides you all wear.
Wild lemonade. What you say?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
All right, nobody got that one.
Beep, beep.
That one is called pee cycling.
Wow. And oh I thought God, that was a fucking simple. Sport.
That's not what we call it, but maybe it's because they say native. I don't know. It's not what we call it, but yeah. Okay.
Didn't that one guy get banned for having some in his pee cycling?
Yeah, but they let us back on after a week.
Oh, okay. So, I think I'll go with kinks for 500.
All right, kinks for 500.
Remember Ilya at the end.
This kink is sexual arousal from enemas.
Wow.
I thought it was every day. Sexual arousal from dream. Enemas.
What? Enema
philia?
What
is actual, what
is buttophilia?
That is incorrect, sir. What a nice attempt. Cookie or L for the steal?
I'm going to say anusphilia.
Anusphilia, nothing.
That is incorrect. Cookie?
Animophilia?
Didn't Def Leppard sing a song about this?
Correct answer is chalismophilia.
What? Who the fuck is chalisma?
That's pretty.
My ass for an enema.
Doesn't he do R&B songs?
He used to.
And like R. Kelly. Instead of pee in my sheets, it's just stick some liquid in there.
Yeah, but those songs turn to shit. Okay.
100%.
Let's go RNBC trivia for 300.
All righty. This porn star was a guest on the show.
Ooh, I wasn't around for this.
I was, and I don't even remember.
Wait, you had a porn star on your show?
We did.
Wow. Yeah. No, I ain't got none. I'm sorry.
Third moment.
Cookie doesn't. I know that.
Look at how scared he looks. Don't call on me. Don't call on me.
All right. The correct answer is Alana Love.
Oh, I missed that episode. God dang it.
That was end of season 2, beginning of season 3.
Wow, we need to get her back on.
Yeah, we'll reach out to her and see if we can see what
I
we can do.
I want to talk to her.
She was really cool. She was really, really cool. You guys out there listening, I think it's at the end of season two, and then she started season three with us. So check that out. It's still in the blogs on the website. Mm. All right. Big O, the board is still yours.
All right. Let's go with fetishes for 400.
Fetishes for 400.
That I suck.
Mechanophilia is the sexual attraction to these.
What are machines?
That is correct, sir.
Whoa!
All right.
I have a little bit of that.
Wow.
The automobile, the more I want to sit on the hood and have somebody have sex with me.
That was a Saturday Night Live skit where he makes love to his car everywhere.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't want somebody to make love to the car. Me. On the car.
Yeah, but the car doesn't talk back. The car doesn't talk back, and you can push it for over a mile, and it won't quit on you.
Dude, if you feel my mouth, I won't talk back either.
Knight Rider did it. And that was
Knight Rider did.
And that was the perfect like thing of a car that talked and drove itself for a fucking drunk.
Alex, hey, touch my shifter.
Dude, random segue, but I actually know somebody who died on a shifter when they were stuck in the snow.
Wow.
That was a really interesting
that got movie. Really.
Whoa, holy shit.
Did they even get the first gear? That's why she died.
I don't know. I
or
think he kind of left an idle. A little too long.
That's why, because idle, the shifter moves back and forth. Oh, wait a minute. Was it automatic?
No, it wasn't automatic, obviously. It's idle. It was wobbling. That's kind of the reason.
Oh,
she
man.
Did it, and she was found dead, and it happened to be in a snowstorm. So that was a very interesting.
Wait a minute.
Center.
Did she die with a smile on her face?
They didn't disclose that.
I'll and take that's disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself for 400.
Alrighty. The total number of bacteria in the human mouth is closest to the population of this place.
What is India?
That is incorrect.
Damn it! They have a billion! Oh, China.
What is China?
That is incorrect.
Damn it!
Oh. I won that one.
Shit. What that is North America?
That is also incorrect.
Yes. Shit. I mean, no.
The correct answer is Earth.
Wow! I got that much shit in my mouth?
I guess so.
You shouldn't say it like that. You should say, I got that much shit in my mouth.
Yes!
With some excitement and some flair.
Aliens are looking at us from another world going, they got that much shit in their mouth.
These motherfuckers. All right, Big O, still more still yours.
All right, let's go for a little bit of RNBC trivia for 200.
All righty. They wrote the opening theme song to Rice and Beans podcast.
Ooh. I might have known this one not too long ago, but I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Boop.
Sorry.
Cookie.
What are Chronicles of One?
Yes.
That is correct.
Dang, nice cookie.
All righty. All right, Cookie, the board is now yours.
Ooh.
RNBC trivia for 400.
All righty. Who was the first guest on the Rice and Beans podcast?
Damn it.
Ooh.
And it's funny because you were here for that episode too.
Who is Mr. Mixit?
That is incorrect, sir. Big O or L for the steal.
Who is Ray the guitar guy?
That is correct,
yes!
sir.
Son of a bitch.
Ray the Guitar Guy started, he came on the first time, he was on the second episode, it happened to land on 420, so Cookie was out, and Ray came and sat in for the set with me and Jasmine, and he helped us ring in the 420.
And he provided you with some magical fingers.
He did.
We won't ask where.
Everywhere.
His butthole.
Everywhere. It's common knowledge. All right, Big O, it's on you.
Oh, whoa. Let me wipe it off.
No, okay. No. Leave it.
Ooh, pearl necklace. All right, let's go with porn for 200.
Alrighty, Porn for 200. They claim to be the world's biggest porn site.
Ooh. Who is Pornhub?
That is incorrect, sir.
Hmm.
Cookie. Or L for the steal.
What is XTube?
That is incorrect, sir.
Good answer, though.
Just an F.
According to the tagline, it is Brazzers.
Oh, man, they're a bunch of assholes. Oh, wait, no.
They are. Make you charge for everything. Oh, wait, what?
I don't know anything about anal, but I watch Brazzers when I need that. Let's go ahead and go porn for 100.
All right, porn for 100. This company claims that nobody does it better.
There's so many.
What is or who is Vivid?
That is incorrect, but a nice try.
Damn it.
Who is Carly Simon?
I think he should get it just for that answer and a straight face.
Oh my God. That's worthy.
Oh, God. You fucking... Hey, if the judges... Look to your right. If the judges say no, tell them I'm going to fucking kick their ass.
They said go for it. He gets the points anyways.
Nice. Good answer. The
answer is Naughty America.
Do you guys get that? Do you guys get that?
It's like another company like Vivid, but his answer was way funnier, so he's getting the points.
Cookie, are you sure that's America? Maybe it's Canadian. Yeah, we're naughty, eh? Yeah, we're the two can go on deep.
Yeah, if you...
We took maple syrup to a whole new level.
Hey, hey, hoser, stick it in deeper, eh?
Bob, you think that dual purpose.
So Paula Abdul's got nothing on your cock, eh?
The Naughty America videos start with a clip of the tagline, which is nobody, and it gets repeated like three different women three times. Nobody does it better. And so that's their tagline.
Oh wait, you said clip, not clit. Okay.
My bad.
Nice all answer, right. Cookie. Cookie, hey.
Dude,
you very good.
Every guy forget
about. All right, Cookie, the board is yours.
RMBC trivia for 500.
Close it out. This is Jasmine Rice's sign off. You get one shot at it.
When you're too horny to sleep and too tired to masturbate.
Tune in.
What's the rest?
Tune into Rice and Beans Radio.
That is incorrect, sir.
Damn it!
She is going to kick your ass.
Well, don't look at me, because she only did it once or twice with me in season 4, so I'm out. Correct.
He had the first part right. All right, it is when you are too horny to sleep and too tired to masturbate, listen to Rice and Beans.
Son of a bitch.
Words to live by, ladies and gentlemen. Words to live by. All right, could keep the ball rolling.
That's disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should.
For 100. Bacteria that grows on feet consume this to survive.
Oh, God.
What is...
I don't even want to know.
What is shit?
That is incorrect, sir.
Just me?
No, I'm sure there's...
Right here. Got an answer.
Big O.
Oh, did you go first?
Yeah, I went.
Go ahead. Now. Okay, what is sweat?
That is correct, sir.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you don't let me go ahead. You should have answered.
I can't see it. I'll go with first.
Well, okay, I gave you the end.
No.
You had your hand up first, so I will be a gentleman and allow you to have the points. You got that answer.
All right. Al, the board is yours.
Oh, shit. Okay. Kings for 100. I'm not a gambler.
Kings for 100. Fans of this kink get sexual pleasure from one's own pain or humiliation.
Masochism.
That is correct, madam.
Wow. Nice.
That I knew that right away.
And the board is still yours.
Pulled 100 out of your ass on that one.
Many a time have my dad to do that.
Kinks for 200.
Kinks for 200. This is sexual arousal from eating or being forced to eat to the point of physical pain.
Wow.
Okay, so I don't know this. I've eaten some big dick, but I don't. No, there's a name for it.
Was it a blue whale or an elephant?
I didn't know it had a name.
Todd, I thought you said his name was Todd.
I've done both. Because they wasn't going to go in me. The only thing I have big enough to fit that was my mouth. So, yeah.
My mouth.
Stretch marks around the ring here.
Yeah, there's certain areas I don't want stretch marks, bro.
All right. Cookie or Big O?
Pass.
What is mastication?
No, that is incorrect, sir. Stuffing.
Stuffing? Come on, that's mastication. You eat food. Masticate.
That's called stuffing?
According to
all right, listen here, you turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
According to the interwebs, it is called stuffing.
Okay.
All right, Al, the board's still yours.
Oh, shit. Fetishes for 200.
Fetishes, 200. Acomoclitism is the sexual arousal to these.
That's springism.
I'm all sounding it out. Acomoclitism.
It's like the electric company. Two faces like facing each other. Acomoclitism.
To take on other entities. So that's why I said furry. Like, I don't know really how to... I don't know.
I know where you're going with that, but that's wrong. All right, Big O or Cookie?
Pass.
Pass.
What is a woman in coma's clit? A comoclitism, right? Right? Am I right? Yeah. You see it right there. It says a coma clitism. Yeah.
We see it. We see it.
Come on. That's got to be right.
And I really wish that was... I really wish that was right, but it's not. It is the sexual arousal to shaved genitals.
Oh, shit. I was.
I should have known that. I should have known that. I shaved my balls for this episode.
My money was on you. I mean, maybe you can be one of the pallbearers at my funeral so you can let me down one more time.
Every if you want a crotchless pair of black pants and you going down in the grave 6 feet under, yes, I'll be there.
Promises, promises.
And then after I'm done putting you down, I go, I dip my balls in it.
Is it really still me then?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. Things you should be discussing for 200.
All right. This household item is home to the most germs.
Ooh.
My first answer is the shower head, but that's not right. Or cucumbers for zucchini. Quick next squat if you're a little off. Shit. Sorry. This is dipping a little bit too private into my... every day.
That's the fifth shower head you went through in a week.
You don't want to know.
They need to be more durable.
Poor vegetables. You don't need vegetables in my home. Certain vegetables. Like carrots, cucumbers, zucchini, crooked egg squash on occasion.
We see where you're going with this.
Sorry. Eggplant?
That's in the right room, but that's incorrect. Cookie.
Wait a minute. Did you say watermelon?
No. Again, I said no to the glory hole pictures. Really? Like, no. I'm not into crowning.
Okay.
Crowning is, like, saved for people who have never sat in a hot, heated seat or somebody who's ever given birth. Not idea of fun. No,
is it,
they don't.
Is it the handle on the refrigerator?
No, that's close. Right room. There you go.
What is a remote control?
That is... That is terrible.
What?
No. Have you seen
I stick that around my balls and my butt all the time. What are you talking about?
Have you seen the compact remote? Like, seriously.
Have you seen where my remote's been? If you saw where my remote's been, you would give me the win. Oh, really? The kitchen sponge?
Do you have any idea how many dick pics I get next to a compact remote? Or
all right. A kitchen sponge. How does a female get that up in their coochie?
I like how you use the technical term for vagina.
Oh, vagina. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Just call me Dr. O.
I'm thinking wooden spoons or spatulas.
Wow.
Wow. Not just for mac and cheese, right?
A curved egg.
It's really not.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, why does this mac and cheese taste like fish?
It's the new flavor.
Out from Kraft. Which wooden spoon did you use?
All right, we got two left up on the board.
What was the answer?
Oh, the answer was kitchen sponge.
Are you serious?
According to the internet.
Some chicks are fucking wrong.
Internet's a fucking liar. Let's move on.
You know what? That's all those women that never actually had a decent dick.
We got two more. Let's do this.
All right.
Kitchen sponge. I'm flabbergasted. Sorry.
All right. Board's still yours, Allie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Or was it cookie?
Nope, it's hers still.
Yeah.
Fetishes for 300.
Trichophilia is the sexual arousal to this on the human body.
Ooh, next. I think I know this one.
Neck, mouth, like deep throat.
No, that is incorrect, madam. Big O.
Seriously, it's trico.
What is a tricycle?
On the mouth.
Wait, that's what? Like, no, why are you laughing? That's a legitimate answer.
And the show has reached a new low.
I'll ride a damn tricycle over a porn star's body any day.
Cookie.
Pass.
All right. The correct answer is hair.
What? Shave that shit.
My money was on Cookie. Once again, I think I have a second pallbearer.
Sorry.
He's hairy like bear.
All right. And the final question. She is the second highest grossing porn star of all time.
Oh, wait, grossing, not gross.
It's me,
okay.
It's me, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Miss James.
No, that is incorrect. She is the first highest grossing porn star of all time. Yeah. We are looking for the second.
Who is her daughter?
Granddaughter, more like.
Wow.
That is incorrect. She was 10th.
Ooh, who is so. Jenna Jameson?
That is incorrect, sir.
I said Miss James. Yeah.
The correct answer is Tara Patrick.
Wow. So really? Close. That's a lot of D.
Right. All right. And so that brings this game of Jeopardy, or her first one through, to a conclusion. And the winner is Big O at 1,600. Congratulations, sir.
I better not get the belt.
Nope, that's not your prize, but maybe you can be interested in the next thing that we have to show. Our other sponsor for the night is R&B Seco, and they are debuting the portable glory hole. Cookie, take it away.
Have you ever been walking through public and saying to yourself, what could make this scenery more nice? The portable glory hole. Do you want your glory hole to look like Swiss cheese? We've got your back. The latest thing to come from the creator of the belt and the chancla, the portable glory hole. Comes in three different sizes. Nice. Big balls, little balls, big dick, little dick.
Wow.
Check it out.
And it's made for travel. So as you can see, it's collapsible and fits nicely in any suitcase, or if you're so inclined and adventurous, carry on.
That'll fit in my purse.
There you go.
Challenge accepted.
There you go. Yes.
Are they going to make a guillotine product soon?
I don't know. We should reach out to them and ask.
We're about halfway done.
They're going to call it a bris.
Can you fit a fist through it?
Yes. Not mine, but I don't know. I guess if it had more lube, probably.
Nice.
You could work it in there, Andy.
There we go. Look at that.
It's stunning. Look at the craftsmanship.
I think you could use it for another use. If you just sat it on an open seat, you could just drop a deuce.
There you go. It's multifunctional.
Love it.
The portable glory hole, ladies and gentlemen.
You've heard it here first. You saw it here first.
Available at all fine Walmarts everywhere.
Walmarts.
I don't think it was Walmarts. I think it was Ballmarts.
So it said Ballmarts.
Oh, okay.
Don't sell it out.
I heard you wrong. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we have come to the end of another great show. This was really fun. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to hop on the website. Check out the social media, which we're probably going to get banned from pretty soon. But I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. Those of you that follow us on Facebook, you can catch us on Instagram too. All right, guys, until next week.
I like my cookies with nuts.